So she finds out I'm in the show Gravesend, and she's going crazy. I got a friend. He's in Gravesend. He's the best. You're going to love him. Chris Mamondo. So I don't know who Chris is, but she says that to me every time I go there. So I reach out to Chris. I go, listen, I'm going to be in Miami in a couple of weeks. Shelly loves you. Look forward to meeting you. He sends me back a very nice message. That's it. Get to Miami. First day on the set, they take me in my Uber to the set, and there's a trailer. And the trailer is for the actors, you know, for the players.
Yeah.
So there's one door that says Ronaldo. That is Andrew Dice Clay's part. And there's another door from the trailer, and it says Gaetano and Dave. Well, I'm Dave Busco, and Chris Mormando happens to be Gaetano. I walk into the trailer. There's this guy, Chris, that Shelley Borgia keeps talking about. And we spent the better part of 8-9 hours that day in the trailer, naked, had the best time.
Easy.
And it turns out this guy, and not just a great actor, Gravesend, Marvelous Miss Maisel, he's on that show with 50 Cent for Life on ABC.
Yes.
Super guy. So with that said, welcome, Chris Mamondo, to the Bernie and Sid
Hello,
Show.
Hello, Chris.
Guys, thank you so, so much. I mean, this is... I'm an energy-based person. My energy is flowing right now. I'm telling you, I got chills going through the whole body right now.
You look it. You look like a stud, by the way. You're dressed to the nines.
Hey, we're old school, baby. We're going to go Brooklyn, old school.
And by the way, he's bald, just like, well, but you and I.
Yeah.
Hey,
more
like the bald-headed community, guys. Yeah. You got to stick together.
But he's got the real 80s shoes. He's got the pinky ring. You know, he's the type of guy that if I saw him in the street, I'd kick his ass just for laughs. But he's my friend. So.
I don't think so.
No, you don't think so?
Not this guy.
I don't know.
Well, we'll see. Well, we don't want to see that.
He spent the last 2 days on his Instagram story lifting weights, so that was very
Yes, the very first time I lifted a weight in a very long time.
No, you look great, though. I wouldn't know that. You look great.
You really
and,
thank
you. You are a high-energy guy. We had a great time that
Excellent.
Day. I will say, you know, the tennis court scene that I shot with Dice, you were there for
I loved it.
Driving the car. That was
great.
But the first scene I ever shot in my acting career was with Chris.
This is priceless.
Chris and I are walking on the beach. I'm holding an umbrella for Dice. He's holding an umbrella for William DeMeo. The winds were going at about 60 miles per hour. Had to be 85 and sunny.
That's correct.
And the two of us must have shot that scene 25 times, roasting to
Papa
death.
Tunnel, our hands are killing us. And wait, tell them the best part. We both did what?
We both had injuries on our thumb in the same exact
The same spot. Both got cuts.
Yeah.
From the umbrella that was whipping back. And it cut us in the same spot. We go, see, now we are brothers for life.
Who said it was easy being an actor?
No one.
Nobody.
No one.
It's a rough profession.
But you've
profession.
Done a lot. Like, this is your second season on Gravesend.
No, this is first season on Gravesend.
Oh, you're first.
Yes, I wasn't able to be on the season one. I was filming on ABC's For Life with 50 Cent
right.
and Nicholas Pinnock. And then the right after that, William had said, Chris, I want you to be a part of it. I'm like, Done.
Well, you talked to me quite a bit about that role
yes.
on For Life.
Yes.
Nick Pinnock, who you thought was from the Bronx, turns out he's from England.
That
he fooled
was...
you. And then you said that 50 Cent is actually a pretty nice guy.
He's dynamite. The Instagramming 50 is different than the 50 when you're on set. That's all I can say. He's not my best friend where he's going to be like, hey, Chris, let's get together.
Right.
But
he's not going to Gabriella's with you.
He's not going to Gabriella's. He's more than welcome. He's more than welcome. Right. But he's, you know, we're not like to that point where we're picking up the phone to call each other. But it was great working on ABC for Life. It was great. I worked 2 seasons. You know, they have 23 episodes. I was part of 16. I was very blessed.
Nice.
Very blessed. And Nicholas Pinnock is my brother. And the story. Thought he was from the Bronx. He's really from London. And the funny story I told you on how I realized it, because he stayed in character in the pilot. And my wife was the one that told me. And I'm like, no, baby. And by the way, I love my wife, Nicole Nahas Mormando.
Yeah.
My baby girl. I love her.
Nikki's a lot of punch. We appreciate the Insta promotions today. Guys.
Just a quick question. What do you call 50? Do you call him Fitty?
Well, he's Curtis. So
you call him Curtis.
Call him Curtis. 50, it's either 50 or Curtis, but when we work
but
together.
But not Fitty.
Not Fitty. I don't say Fitty. I just say Curtis.
You don't play that.
Right. But the funny part is when we first had done our first scene together on the bus, we were ready to change cameras. So they're like, Chris, you want to go back to your trailer? And I'm like, nah, I'm sitting in the spot. I'm fine.
Yeah.
So Nicholas is like, I'm fine too. And Curtis goes, you know what? I'm fine with you.
Yeah, so we talked through both guys.
And we hung out for a good
That's
half
great.
Hour.
That's
and
great.
Just like I said, when you know Where I come from, we're old school. You
right.
either know it or you don't know it.
Right.
Your heart or you're not.
No Talking doubt. About an old school guy, yeah. I just got a text from a guy who's really a really good actor. Like, all kidding aside, Irishman, Wolf of Wall Street, Goodfellas, Bo Dietl. And Bo says, Chris was great. I did scenes with him down in Miami. He loves you, too.
Love him. It was what a day with him, too.
Yeah, he loved it. So let's get to the Gravesend part here. You like me, come on for season two.
Yes.
Bernie and I both saw season one. It was really good, really good. But I know that there were some names, Andrew Dice Clay, Armand DeSante. We met all these guys.
Boss.
Film with these guys.
You got that, a boss.
Pretty good.
Nobody knows who killed you. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to talk Armand DeSante, come on. Come on, I'm alone here.
How much better do you think season two will be than season one?
All right, let me go straight right to the point. This season, prepare. This season's going to blow the doors off, and I will tell you why. You're looking at an 80s piece in the neighborhood in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. And back in the day, there was law and order when it came to it. And I'm not talking about the cops or the feds. I'm talking about the law and order on the street.
I like it.
Now, William DeMeo is old school. He has been keeping Brooklyn going and trying, and he's succeeding.
He's not acting. That's like really him.
It's really him.
Right.
And he
still thinks
old school.
It's 1985.
Yes. But he keeps it old school. He keeps his vision. And this is... Season two, I'm telling everybody, you love Sopranos. I'm not going to compare any show to anything.
I would. I was going to. It's not a stretch to make that comparison.
I wouldn't do any comparisons for any show because it's not a fair for me. But I will say this. If you love Sopranos, prepare. Get the popcorn ready because this show has got a star-studded cast. It's blowing the doors. It's making waves. And the authenticity.
Yeah.
And everything about what really took place and what was around and what it was about, he's showing it. And remember, I am part of this where I'm in every episode, so I know and I'm seeing my roles, and it's tremendous.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not just saying it to say it. I would say nothing before I said something.
Right. No, I agree with you. I think it's going to be really exciting.
Yes.
Is it true that you told somebody when I left Miami you never saw anybody do a better job of acting on their first day than me? Is that true?
That's very true. That is as true as it gets. Sid Rosenberg, there is nobody that did something. And when we held those umbrellas, hey, he outshined me on that too. Sid, you know what? He had that umbrella firm.
No, of course he's
Mine was
that.
Ripping all over the place. I go, I got to get big like him to hold that umbrella down. But it was windy that day.
It was windy. It
By
was
the
rough.
Way,
it was rough.
You can catch the first season of Gravesend on Amazon Prime.
That's right.
Or on Tubi. It's streamed on various services as
That's
well.
Free
the
there,
first
right?
season, you got to check it out, folks.
Yes.
Gravesend on Amazon Prime. But speaking of The Sopranos, you also worked with Stevie Van Zandt in
Love him.
Lilyhammer.
Oh. That was.
So, I mean, you were an accomplished actor.
Well, yeah, what's funny about that is he told me that in the trailer.
Yes.
So I texted.
Yes, he did.
Right or wrong?
Yes, you did.
I texted Stevie Van Zandt.
See, I got a chill just now.
Yeah.
He knows.
He said hello, yes.
Stevie, watch how this worked out. I was started in a National Lampoon small little park called One Too Many. A friend of mine, Mark Fiore, got me involved with it. That gave me the taste. All of a sudden, I said, you know what? I would love to act. I did this one little scene for the New York Film Academy, and the casting director for Lilyhammer goes, quote, who the F is the bald-headed guy? And Till Newman, who was the director of what he did for my piece, goes, his name is Chris Momando, blah, blah, blah. He never did this before. She goes, I don't care. I want him. Now I meet Steve. I get the part. I have four talking parts in two episodes. I meet him for the first time. I go, Steve, I just want to say thank you. He goes, this is him. Ready? Nah. You nailed it, and you're gonna go out there, and you're gonna break a leg, and looking at you, you might have broken a bunch in your day. And I go, hey, I don't know what you're talking about. And he goes, neither do I, but I'm gonna go put my hair on because I don't have any like you. And that's the first time
you just nailed him.
Yeah, no,
next
good
thing I know, I'm in Norway, I'm on the carpet with him, and I told you, sit in the trailer. This is what a gentleman, and he should always remember that I say this every time. The love I have because he doesn't realize he started. It started my career going, and Eve Battaglia was the casting director. And he said, they asked him, who is he, Steve? And he goes, you don't know him yet, but you will. He's in a season two, two episodes, four scenes. You don't know him yet, but you will.
Wow.
He says it again. He goes, let me be more frank. I would still be Silvio, but here's your new Tony.
Wow.
And I looked at him and said, come on.
Oh,
and he goes,
God.
No, kid, let me explain something. You don't know what you have. You will, though.
Wow.
And that's,
man.
That's see, I got the chill. It's my mother's grief. That's how strong, and that's why I'll never forget him. I would always work with him. I would do anything with him as far as Anytime, because I never forget.
He's brilliant, and I know you send that lady an email every New Year's.
Every New Year's Eve, Eve Battaglia.
Well, and
I'm thank her.
And now you said
dream.
I'm going to get one of those too. Now, because
absolutely, Sid Rosenberg. That's it. Sid's back.
Well,
that's
listen.
It.
On a as you get to wrap this thing up, you are doing your own piece.
Yes, I am.
People refer to you as Chris Boy.
Yes,
that's one of your many nicknames.
Yes,
and this piece, Chris Boy, looks like it's going to be fantastic. Tell us about that.
Okay, so this is about a guy who comes home from jail after doing 14 years, and it's, I don't want to state it as a modern day on the waterfront Marlon Brando, but I want to give
he
that.
He loves that movie.
That is my favorite
absolutely,
movie.
Absolutely, yeah.
And my favorite, the reason why is because it's not a fairy tale film. I believe in showing the other sides. And Chris Boy comes home after doing 14 years. He has never been married. He has no children. His mom has passed. His dad is nowhere to be found in this show yet. And he has a sister. But the thing is, he doesn't come home to the fairy tale story where you come home and there's buckets of money given to you and you have jobs waiting for you. No, it's the opposite.
Right.
It's a Terry Malloy and Marlon Brando, as Marlon Brando as Terry Malloy, when he realizes he missed his prime into something he believed in what he was doing.
I could have been a contender.
I could have been somebody.
Yeah.
And one of the lines I say, instead of a bum, which is what I am, let's face it.
Right, exactly.
See, I get a chill because you feel like sometimes – what is my purpose? And things can get clouded to anybody, including myself.
Me too.
And when you search for purpose, sometimes it can be a very lonely experience.
Yes.
And I mentor three people, one my age and two younger, and they are searching for purpose. So Chris Boy comes home, and he finds his way into society, but never going old school. His brother that he was with in prison is an African-American who is his brother, who in the life growing up, he never would have known that. Mm. Wow. But he is defying odds. It became his brother. And that's the beautiful part to show. No old ways, old habits, or old thoughts.
Where do you see this?
Where? Yeah. I just made I threw a sneak peek out on my Instagram. I'm throwing another sneak peek out in two more days from now. And you'll see that we're filming it in black and white because color doesn't enhance any beauty.
Right.
We are going old school with it. And my brother sitting across from me, you know, has got to be a part of this. You know it.
No,
you have to. But we are the middle of pre-production
now. I see. Okay.
And it's going to be another current date deal.
Love
with
it.
Yes.
Now, people can find you on Instagram to see these sneak peeks at Chris Mormando.
Yes, at Chris underscore Mormando. Yes.
Chris underscore Mormando.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Hey, listen, it's great to have you here. You'll be back often. William DeMeo is on often.
Absolutely.
Dyson Armand will join us over the summer. We'll do a big party here.
Love them.
I loved working with you. I
Me
think
too.
You're brilliant. I really do, and you're a sweet guy.
And a real nice guy.
Yeah, a real sweet
Likewise.
Guy.
Thank you, guys. It's
Thank
been
you.
A pleasure. This is my first. I want to make a point. This is my first ever talk show.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be
and
more
you
on
you killed it.
And you hit a home run.
You
Thank
did.
You. Wow.
How
Grand
about that?
Slam.
I popped your cherry. Nikki.
Oh, you broke your cherry.
Easy over here. I got kids
And
listening.
Then we got that. Take your shirt off if you're hot. I mean, well, you know. He's a boss. You got that a boss. We got him on the Santi. I mean, come on.
Got
I'm alone
voices
here.
Inside
what
his head. Chris underscore Mormando. That's our guy, Chris. We'll take a short break. Still to come, Dr. Nicole Sapphire after my first day of vaccinations in Brooklyn yesterday. More Bernie and Sid right after this.